On today's show, Audi recreates a historic race car with a 3D printer. China pushes hard for more EVs, but that could make its pollution worse. And VW's problems are hurting the whole market for diesels. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, where our job is to help you get a better understanding of what's going on in the global automotive industry. Volkswagen's diesel scandal is hurting the entire market for diesel engines in the American market. Last month, sales of passenger cars with diesel engines collapsed. They dropped nearly 90% as VW stopped the sale of its diesel passenger cars. Last year, nearly 6,500 diesel passenger cars were sold in October. This year, the total was only 729 cars. And VW's problems are hurting other brands. Sales of the Chevrolet Cruze with a diesel were down 52%. The BMW 3 Series and 5 Series with diesels were down 29 and 33% respectively. But Mercedes shrugged it off. Sales of the E-Class diesel were up a strong 20%. And truckers are still buying them. Sales of light-duty pickups and utilities with diesels were up 5%. That segment will weaken as VW, Audi, and Porsche stop the sale of sport utes with diesels, but collectively, they only sell about 1,000 diesel utes every month. The automotive industry continues to make impressive progress in developing cars. Sometimes you don't notice all the improvements until you look back and compare today's cars with the ones from just a decade ago. Check out this graphic that compares the 2002 Nissan Altima to the 2016 version that is about to go on sale. The 2002 delivered 175 horsepower. The new one has 182. The old one weighed 3,048 pounds. The new one only weighs 149 pounds more, despite being a bigger, stronger car with more content. And then check out the fuel economy difference. The new Altima delivers 39 miles to the gallon on the highway, 44% better than the old car. Even the combined MPG figure is 35% better. What a difference a decade makes. Oh yeah, one more thing. We think the new one looks a million times better. Coming up next, China's push into electric vehicles may not be very good for the environment.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Pure Michigan. Leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
Shanghai-based automaker SAIC, which has joint ventures with VW and GM, wants to raise as much as $2.4 billion to develop its own brands and EVs. It will also look at developing hybrid commercial vehicles, fuel cells, and smart driving technologies. Not only will the move help SAIC meet more stringent emission and fuel economy standards, the automaker can also reduce its reliance on joint ventures, which means it doesn't have to share any profits with them. Yet despite China's big push for electric vehicles, sales are lagging behind targets. Now the government is going to give permission for a new group of EV manufacturers to jump into the market. It will also add subsidies to speed up building more charging stations. They want to have an infrastructure for 5 million plug-in vehicles by 2020. But this could actually make China's air pollution even worse. China generates most of its electricity from coal. And a recent report says China is burning up to 17% more coal than the government has admitted to. So as odd as it sounds, pollution would be even worse with more EVs on the road. Coming up next, Audi shows off its 3D printing skills.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Yesterday, we showed you a 3D printed car from Local Motors, its first series production vehicle called the LM3D. Now Audi is showing off its 3D printing skills. it just produced a 1/2-scale model of the historic Auto Union Type C Grand Prix race car from 1936. All the metallic parts on the car were made with a 3D printer. It may look like the company is just having fun, but it's serious about using metal printers to make parts for production vehicles, including aluminum and steel components. It currently can produce items over 9 inches long and nearly 8 inches high. It says the components have a higher density than those created by hot forming or die casting. Make no mistake, 3D printing is going to have a transformative impact on the automotive industry. In another racing news, the Porsche 911T Steve McQueen used in the movie Le Mans failed to sell at a Christie's auction last night. The unrestored vehicle was estimated to be worth between $275,000 and $385,000. We're stunned to see that such a classic, unrestored race car, driven by one of the most famous Hollywood actors who featured it in the iconic movie Le Mans, would fail to sell. And speaking of old vehicles, it's time to reveal our barn find from earlier this week. We asked you to identify this vehicle, spotted by Autoline viewer Alex Barnett from Ontario, Canada. A number of you guessed the Ford Model T, but we're pretty sure it's actually a 1929 to 1931 Model A. Thanks for sending that in, Alex. But if any of you want to send in your own barn find, shoot us an email to viewermail@autoline.tv, and we'll see if we can identify the car. And don't forget to tune in to Autoline After Hours later today. Join John and Gary for some of the best insights on what's going on inside the automotive industry. That wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and we invite you to join us again tomorrow.